today?
18-year-old Anjali Early and her friends are preparing for what seems to be a tough battle ahead. They are asking the Budget Coordination Committee of Auroville to give them more maintenances for the running of YouthLink, a group of youngsters which is working to find solutions to the problems of Auroville's youth. That isn't all. An hour later, she and her friends are going off to the Vision Task Force for another meeting where the grown-ups of the town want to hear from the youngsters their ideas for Auroville. Anjali has drawn up a detailed presentation of the reasons why they need the money and is all pumped up. These meetings and the newfound enthusiasm in Anjali and her friends aren't aberrations. 47 years after Auroville was founded, change is sweeping this universal township, but like a breeze, gentle, slow, but tangibly present. Anjali represents this change, where the young are now wanting their say and their opinions to be heard in the way Auroville is run. The young are no longer content with being silent spectators. They are increasingly showing the signs of wanting to enter the ring and take by the horns the bull that this township's what? Governance is.
I think probably one thing is a generation is starting to come back because there's no further education in Orville after high school. You go out for university and then you come back. And I think there's quite a few young people who have come back and started doing things and find it a little bit difficult in Orville to really, you know, make a communal change or... yeah, just be really a part of the community and be heard and be, you know, acknowledged. And yeah, that's happening. A lot of people are coming back and just not knowing like where to fit in and not really wanting to fit in and not, you know, it's just tough to put your feet down sometimes. So if you can form a group and you're a bunch of people who can make this change, like a cooperative, like a activist movement, if you want to call it that, then there's a lot more power, there's a lot more voice. And right now there's a lot of voices that are here back in Orville and a lot that are here right now.
But with changing demographies, Auroville has also been forced to change. According to a survey last year, 19% of all Aurovillians are above the age of 60, a sharp 4% rise since 2010. As a result of this, more and more youngsters are finding themselves to be restless about issues that concern them and sometimes even those that may not. 5 years ago, cheesed off at their premises being used as a thoroughfare, members of the youth center went ahead to block the temporary access to Citadin apartments, and in the process, entering into an ugly showdown with community members.
Yeah, well, I guess the youth center was placed there for rebellious reasons against town planning, the town plan, the master plan, the ring road. And that's a showdown of itself, yeah, because it developed, it became great, it's still great, and just getting better. But there's a lot of fingers that were pointed at the youth center saying, oh, you're in a bad place, and you guys do bad things, and you're against the mother's vision, and that's a showdown, definitely, yeah, we were for sure. And there's been other things, like other land issues, mostly their land issues to do with the road and the forest and people's houses that, yeah, we definitely have stood in a meeting with Lavenir and town planning, and they were telling us, oh, you don't even know what you're talking about, and we were standing there, look at this forest, why do you want to put a road through it? And we had some arguments. I remember telling some people very rudely to be quiet, in different words, but yeah. Yeah, in itself, those were showdowns. There's definitely been some showdowns.
While the protests were specific to the issue, the unhappiness wasn't. The murmurs of discontent were being voiced rather openly till a few years ago. In September 2005, Auroville Today carried a piece by Virya, who was then a student of Future School. In a piece titled, "Will the Youth in Auroville Be Banned?", Virya spoke out against the way the youth of Auroville were being treated, highlighting the controversies surrounding the youth center. And I quote, "It seems that Auroville was planned excluding youth. In Auroville, youth are not meant to exist, and many residents seem to think that youth should just disappear. Because the youth in Auroville are a minority, they are readily ignored. They cannot respond to whatever they are accused of, because naturally, who is going to listen or believe them?" That wasn't all. In November 2010, Auroville Today again also reported about an American student Carissa Devine, who after spending 9 months in Oroville, wrote a research project in which chapter on the local youth was titled Losing Faith in Faith.
There's just always sort of like a label, I think, on a lot of young people's foreheads. And it's kind of sad that generation gap as well. Like, once you finish high school, everybody just leaves, and then what are you left with? A bunch of old people and a bunch of really young people. And that's like a stronger clash. There's nothing to bridge that until recently. And then people started coming back. I mean, you could say, yeah, we're spoiled because we're given like the best place in the world to grow up. And, you know, we all have parents that are super cool to some extent, you know, to most extents. Like, yeah, and there's places like the youth center where you can go and just, you know, have total freedom to learn anything you want to learn in any way you want to learn it. But then there's also like just a lot of venting that I think young people need to do. You really need to express yourself and be loud and outrageous and, you know, discover your own individuality. And there's not always that space in Oroville to do that. You know, like, even if there are those spaces, there's still, like, opposing parties to that happening.
It isn't just the problem of mindsets. Oroville's younger generation faces varied problems, from issues in getting homes for youngsters and facing protests from neighbors, to the lack of formal education, to even finding jobs. Youngsters have felt the wrong end of the stick for a while.
Of course, they're scared. Of change. Everybody's scared of change. I think it's also a bit of a race sometimes if I look at certain situations like, oh, we've got to get this done before anybody comes in our way, before we're too old and they take control and they're going to change the whole thing. It's like, quickly, like, get the job done. Yeah, that's a generation gap. Fear-based decisions as well. That maybe it's all going to change pretty soon and the master plan won't matter as much or something like that. People are getting nervous. That's okay, though. It's fine.
These problems emerged in a formal manner, probably for the first time in the recent past, only at a retreat organized by Orovillians in March early this year. The retreat saw youngsters participating in the discussions and Orovillians dedicating a substantial amount of time towards the youth. Again, a first. At the retreat, youngsters spoke openly about the problems they faced.
I didn't expect to be this nervous.
One of them was Kavita Urvasi.
I think sometimes it can be quite intimidating for us to join or participate, or like today for me to stand in front of you all and tell you something new. I'm not saying that the elephants in the room scare us, but I think we're all very aware that you have played a big part in building Oroville so far. And you have done beautiful work, and I think sometimes it's quite challenging or quite scary to think that this will be our role one day. Thank you to the governing board for initiating this, and for all the Orvillians here today. There's so many of you that have actually taught me and included me in conversations and given me a lot of courage. So I would like to also suggest that all of you in this room take it as your mission to identify a few youth, or maybe even just one youth, and teach them what you know, show them kindness, give them your love, and welcome them into these circles of conversation more often.
In introspection, the community, in the retreat's final report, admits that the attitude against the youth has to change. The brainstorming at the retreat has now given birth to YouthLink, a group of youngsters who are trying to bridge the gap between the town's youth and the policy makers. Anjali and Vinay are a part of this new experiment.
I think this is the only time where, as an outcome, we have formed a group and it's actually starting to function. So the three troubles that mainly the youth have is housing, employment and education.
However, as youngsters have realized, even achieving this vision isn't very easy.
Well, we were asking for two maintenances for two of the main active members in the Youth Link, which is the group that we just recently started out of the Oroville retreat. And yeah, we were asking BCC to support us with that, kind of for a long-term way of like form of support rather than just short-term. And they were more encouraging us to start our Youth Link being as a business. There were some suggestions made like, if a youth is employed through us being like the link between them and the job that they got, that we could ask commission. And I thought that was ridiculous, and that was a big, like, we got very annoyed about that. And some of the members of the Youth Link were like, I'm wasting my time here, I should get out. And it got a bit tense at first. It was a lot of like, yeah, high energy. And then afterwards, it was just made clear that they don't want to support us for long periods of time, that we should become more self-sustaining, which is, you know, if there isn't enough money in Orville, it is true. And it would be nicer if we could be like a cooperative and be able to make enough money to support ourselves. But if you're trying to continuously help everybody who needs help, who's young in Orville, and run it as a business, it's not functional and it's not like, you know, the ideal way of doing things that we'd like to be doing with this group. So, yeah, in the end, the agreement was that we'd get a maintenance for 6 months. After 3 months, I have to make a presentation to the BCC. It's as though we're sort of proving to them that we are worth this maintenance they're giving, just so that they make sure they're not throwing their money into the wrong hands.
Along with external problems, Orville's youngsters have also their own issues to deal with, which makes the going even tougher. For instance, the lack of higher study options and the paucity of exciting career opportunities have forced many to leave Orville in their prime years and migrate.
I've also had a lot of friends who eventually leave Orville because they hardly get anything to do here. They see no point, you know. So they just leave. One of the issues is the education. I'm sure a lot of people, they want to be certified in some kind of a way. So obviously they have to find a place outside. So it's a good experience actually. Go get to see the outside world and you get to experience a lot. But that's also the time where they get to decide whether to come back to Orville or to stay, get more experience, work, or whatever they think is the right thing for them. And most of them feel that even if they want to come back to Orville after their education, they might have to also think about where do they work, how do they earn, and like, because earning is a big problem in Orville for now, and they always have this concern. So they tend to work outside, and like, that's how they, I think that's how they start moving outside, you know, like, they want to come back, but I think there are certain issues that are blocking them. I want to get more experience outside also. So I have an interest in studying at least a master's degree somewhere, but I haven't given a thought of it yet. Just give some time here in Orville and think over it thoroughly.
To make it worse, not all who remain are as enthusiastic about being involved with governance matters.
The group of young people that is here that don't really, sometimes aren't motivated enough to say anything, sometimes just aren't given the chance, sometimes don't even know and don't even care.
As a result, the few who remain often find themselves saddled with too many responsibilities.
It's like, because there's no income from this youth link, a lot of the people are working in other places. You know, like Kavita started it and she was also working for Pichandikulam, so she was really like dead by the end of the day. Vika's in housing and the youth link, she's full on as well. And yeah, we've all got things going on.
Things, however, are starting to look up. The problems haven't managed to take the wind out of the youngsters' sails.
So we're trying to start an apprenticeship program that can also bring units together to teach. So, for example, right now we're focusing on green work and carpentry. And there's a lot of different fields in both of these topics, nice. Right? Like, for green work, there's environmental conservation, there's reforestation, there's all sorts of different ways of learning this happening in Orville. So, for example, Pichandikulam, Botanical Gardens, and Green Care. These are three units that exist in Orville with green work. We can make them work together to host one thing. So all sorts of basically new opportunities. We've already like gotten in touch with this Edien Chavadi youth group called Kamban that started, and that's also about making village young people more aware of certain things that maybe in school they wouldn't learn, and projects, stuff like that. What else for education? There's been, Kavita is now in Findhorn, the community in Scotland, and for the Global Eco Village Network, and she's there representing Orville and the Youth Link in the 20th Summit, I think, conference. Yeah, so cool. So that's happening. That's big. I think I'm super impressed every time I think of what she's doing. Like, wow. Yes.
Fortunately, the youngsters have not restricted themselves to the boundaries that the retreat drew.
All of my friends who were part of it, they were very involved in the presentation and talks and meetings and loads of ideas, and they hosted the Festival of Ideas as well, which I saw photos looked fantastic. And I think it's very positive, very involved, and as soon as exams are over, which they are now, and as soon as the summer is over, which it will be in a couple of weeks, I think a lot more people will jump in and be like, all right, I got my time to put in, now let's do stuff.
Right now we've got like 10 core group members. We have a meeting every Monday, and we discuss everything that we needs to be done and what we have to achieve. And we have a list of 40 young people that are willing to help us, young Auroville. And we also look forward to people, not only our Auroville, but are born and brought up here. So yeah, those people are actually born and brought up in the surrounding villages, and they also need our support.
For housing, we've got all the blueprints. We've got projects like, for example, this Humanscapes that just started. It's a very large project focused on young families and youth housing. And they asked us to create a client body for them. We have a lot of blueprints of a lot of buildings and finding out different opportunities. And yeah, for me, I was really pushing for alternative housing. What are you doing for alternative housing? Where are the spaces? How many containers do you have? What are your plans for them? You know, like, what is your support for different ways of building comfortable living styles, because that is in essence what drives housing, is comfort and people's needs.
In a short time, the Youth Link has managed to get off the ground a number of initiatives.
We're just collecting a lot of data so that it will be helpful for us to like help them later on. Young people who are having problems with housing, and those who finish high school here in Auroville and they want to do something. We will be distributing job opportunities that are available in Auroville for young people. So we're also collecting data on that.
And just everybody, you know, like, just what do you have to say? Say it. And if you want it to be heard, we can make it heard. And if you have an idea, we can say that idea for you and help you, you know, get through doing it. We're also hosting an event in August on between the 12th and the 19th to, like, push these things out, make it really clear. Young Auroville entrepreneurs can come present what they're doing. Young artists can come and put even a price on their art or whatever they want to do with it, and you know, just basically waking people up to what's going on with young people. All over the world, there's things happening in the last 5 years, like, tish, 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 it's just popping up, you know? And this is coming from that.
If these changes do come through, the city of Dawn will see a new sunrise soon.